This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you with your car, whatever that may be. And again, I say it every Saturday. There may not be something wrong with your car today, but eventually you'll have a problem or you'll need some maintenance. So the whole idea is to get you in your comfort zone, get you to ask me the questions so that you are more comfortable asking the questions and talking to the service advisor or the mechanic at the counter or when they call you to say, hey, Mary, you need a blah, 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 or you need muffler fluid or blinker fluid or muffler bearings or whatever it is. So you're going to have a problem someday. How do you deal with that? You're going to have some maintenance that you're going to have done. You need to get your oil and stuff serviced. So any kind of those questions, we can help you navigate. 602-277-5827 is 602-277-5827. All you gotta do is give us a call. Don't be shy. Bryce will be in there, answer the phone, get you screened real quick. Just need the type of car and the city, and that's about it, and your name, and then we'll get you on the air and help you with whatever question you may have. And again, as I say again, it doesn't matter what I'm talking about. I got a couple little topics today, but you drive the show. The show's about everybody that's listening. So you're going to direct the way we go with the phone calls is how the show goes. So again, 602-277-5827. A little bit happening in the world, Carrie, especially the Phoenix market when it comes to cars, and not necessarily the market, but we got some rain finally. I think we got all the rain we didn't get for the monsoon. Did it come yesterday? You measured this
pretty
stuff,
much,
right?
Yeah. At 66th Street and Cactus, I got 2.18 inches of rain.
Wow.
The Scottsdale Airport got 2.36, and even Sky Harbor, which always kind of ranks a little low, got 1.64. So we're almost caught up from the monsoon.
Well, I was home a little bit early yesterday. It was raining. I said, "Heck with it, I'm gonna go home and do work." And I tell you, the pool is full. I mean, it's full. I had to go out and put my gallon of chlorine in it. So that's your reminder for everybody pool, not just the car. You got to go out and make sure your pool's in good shape. That rainwater really.
But in the driving around yesterday, I realized that you guys take good care of my Mercedes because my windshield wipers on my regular car are fantastic.
Yeah,
I have a rental car this week, and the windshield wipers are not fantastic.
And you can tell the difference, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I have one of my kids' cars. I feel bad because the car desperately needs windshield wipers. I think I saw it the other day, like part of it hanging off, which reminds me I need to run by Napa real quick and get some wipers for one of the cars at home. So we saw in the news yesterday, just even right down the street here from the radio station, yo, Waymo got stuck. I guess they can't detect puddles.
They suspended operations for some hours.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that. My daughter takes Waymo. She doesn't have her driver's license yet, and I'm wondering, is she going to be able to do whatever she wants to do today? I'm not really sure, but luckily it wasn't her. I sent her a picture yesterday. I said, is that you in the ditch? I hope not. But, yeah, so just a important reminder, stay out of the washes. No matter how badass you think that Hummer of yours is or your lifted truck or whatever, you're not going to be as cool as you think you are after you get stuck and they got you on the TV and it's probably pretty embarrassing.
Or on the tow truck hook.
Yeah, exactly. And so you don't want to do that. Just be cautious. Stay out of the ditches. It's not only bad for you potentially, but the first responders and everybody else. Or somebody sees you do it because you got the bigger truck or whatever. And then maybe the next person gives them a little bit of out of place confidence and they have an issue. So just stay out of the washes and be safe. But I want to give you some tips. If you got some water in your car, I think the most important thing to do, and again, Carrie, you didn't have to go through a rushing thing. I mean, it can, some cars sit pretty low. You can get some water in the car. I think the most important thing to do is get it dried out. You don't want mildew and musty stink in there and whatnot. And so if you did get a little bit of extra water in the car, maybe you got a splash through the door jamb or something like that, get it in the garage or get it where you can get it. Get vacuum out as much water as you can first with the appropriate type of vacuum. And then you've got to get air flowing in there. You need to get some fans going. Get that thing going. And then the other thing, potentially, I mean, you got to keep an eye on it. I don't want to just have you sitting there with your car idling, but you could use the heater or a combination of the heat, the AC, because, again, we've got to draw that moisture out of the air inside the car and get that car dried out if it's got water in it, Carrie.
Are there some typical things that you guys see when a car's been, quote-unquote, under just a little bit of water?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not even you driving through the water, Carrie. And so driving through it's a little bit different. If you drive through it and you don't get unlucky, you might have just a wet air filter if you don't ingest the water. You don't want to aspirate your engine, so to speak, because the water gets in there, it can't compress water, and then you have a mechanical engine failure. So that would be if you ingested water. But at the same time, to nobody's fault, they might park out in a section of the parking lot that's a little bit lower. And guess what? The car's now suddenly maybe up to the doors. And sometimes there's some ventilation hatches, if you will, or flaps. And if they're not closed all the way, you could get water in the floorboard. I mean, my wife years ago, we're talking 20 years ago, had a BMW. It was low. It was parked in the parking lot. The car's sealed, but it still got water in the back seat on the floorboard, even though it didn't come up over the door door edge. So you could have that happen. To no fault of your own. But again, the important thing is to just get the water out of the car. Get the thing dried out and hopefully don't have any problems. And a couple other things to check. You hear me talk about this all the time. The easy things that you can do at home. Clean off your windshield wiper blades. My windshield wipers were horrible this morning. That streak right across the drivers. But what it was, there was a bird dung or there was a dried up bug or something on there. So I just go... Excuse me. I just got my a napkin or a towel that I had in the car, and I wiped off the blade, and it was perfectly clean. So you can do that. Dry out your sunroof. If you have water in the car and you weren't in an area and you noticed, you might want to go check. Go check the passenger floor and the driver's front floorboard. Sunroof drains run down there, and if they get clogged up, they can back up into the car. So you can check those and clean them out. One of the areas we see a lot of things at the shop, too, is the windshield cowling area. You know, that gets dirty with stuff in the cabin air filter. But now when you get all those little leaves from these Palo Verde trees and stuff there, it kind of gets into a mushy paste, and it just makes a mess. It's kind of gross. So you can get that stuff cleaned up. You know, go hit the car wash. They've got the blow guns and the vacuum to suck all that up. And then, you know, some of the other things we see and we can talk about. Now's the time, if you have an ignition system or an older car that's got some, maybe it's on the edge, if you got water underneath, we see a lot of intermittent drivability problems right now. And more to talk about. We're going to take a quick break, but water coming out too. We're starting to see the rodents come out. We want to talk about some rodent and how you can avoid pack rat damage on the car and start doing that now. And fuel prices are up. What do we need to do about that when it comes to your car? 602-277-5827. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
My daughter-in-law, who is a teacher, raved about a shop that not only took care of her car, but supported Chandler's teachers and students. Hi, I'm Carol, and that's how I found Desert Car Care of Chandler. Tom and Brad are amazing. Trust is hard to find, but you'll find it here. Visit Desert Car Care, just south of Chandler on Dobson. Check them out at desertcarcare.com.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe and Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Rock for Kurt's Auto Repair. For over three decades now, our family's passion has been forging lasting relationships by delivering the highest quality auto repair for our customers with a perfect Better Business Bureau record.
And I'm Kathy Rock, Kurt's wife. When we say our family, we mean it. At Kurtz, you'll find our kids, relatives, and now even our grandkids are working on cars and taking care of our customers.
Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
All right, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we're going to help with your car today like we do every single Saturday. Whatever you want to talk about, whether it's the rain, you got some water damage, rodents coming up, fuel prices, how do we get better gas mileage, doesn't matter, but we're here to help you with all of that stuff. It's really easy. Just like Reese, Bob, and Alvin did, all you got to do is give a call at 602-277-5827, and we'll help you out. So first, we're going to go with Reese in Buckeye. Looks like you've got a 2011 Ford Taurus. What's going on today with the Ford?
Hi, good morning. It sounds really strange, but it feels like all of a sudden my engine has gotten super quiet.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means.
Well,
it almost sounds like an electric car at this point. Like you can almost not even hear it running.
That's kind of a good thing. Maybe did you add some oil or something? Did you quiet it down? No. Tell me more. I mean, did you have a problem or?
No engine lights. I called the dealership and asked them, and they basically said the same thing. It sounds like a good problem to have.
Right.
But
exactly.
I just want to make sure, I mean, after all these years, I'm just wondering why.
Well, when you say it's quieter, what do you mean? When you're driving down the road or just with the engine sitting at idle? Or tell me a little bit more.
When it's idling, when it's driving, and you know when you turn the vehicle off and it runs for just a second to cool?
Mm-hmm,
that's even quieter.
Huh. Wow. Well, have you had your hearing checked? No, I'm just joking.
You know? Believe me, I thought of that too.
well, Reese, I don't know. I guess like they said, it sounds like a good problem to have. You know, it's strange that it sounds like you've owned the car for a while and you're familiar with it, but and no recent repairs or anything like that.
No recent repairs, no engine lights, nothing else seems wrong with it. Wow. It just got really quiet.
Wow. Well, that's a good thing, I guess. I mean, if we don't have a problem, let's not fix what's not broken. But, you know, it might be if you have this is a time, Carrie, when I think it's the value of the regular repair shop relationship. Because if Reese was a customer at Virginia Auto Service, the phone call would be something like this. She would call and say, Matt or Tim or Robert, one of us that's been there forever, hey, I have this. My car's just so quiet. I can't believe how quiet it is. And we would probably laugh about it a little bit, but we'd say, you know what? Why don't you just bring it by? Let's just take a listen, and maybe we'll go for a ride around the block with you. So, Reese, hopefully you've got that relationship or some of you trust close by, and you can get them and just might be worth just have a listen, even if it's you don't find full service gas anymore. But if you've got a place that you can pull up and have them take a listen, great. But don't worry about it. If it's things are going, there's no lights, no noise. Well, obviously no noises, no drips, nothing like that. I guess you're in good shape.
But maybe be a little more aware as she is.
Yeah.
She called us and she talked to the dealership. So good for her.
Yeah. And then, it's not so much what you feel. You got to use your senses.
Sure.
You got to hear it, maybe smell it if there's a problem, feel it. So the noise are there. She's hearing it, but there's nothing there. So that's good. So, Reese, if anything comes with that, let us know. Bob in Scottsdale, 2025 truck, got a brand-new GMC Sierra, it looks like. What's going on?
Well, we might have one. My son wants to buy the new GMC, with the Duramax, the 3.0. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He doesn't really tow anything other than he carries his mountain bike. That's about the heaviest thing.
Right.
He just thinks it'd be cool to have a diesel, and he feels that the fuel economy is pretty good. And I've heard kind of mixed reviews about that engine. What do you think?
You know, I don't have a lot of experience with the smaller Duramax engine. The Duramax is an Isuzu product with Isuzu and Chevrolet, and I had a 2500 HD that had the big, the 6.2 or whatever 6-liter Duramax engine in it, and they're great. Diesel engines are great for towing, lots of towing capacity. With the engine maintenance, a little bit less maintenance. But then, you know, I had mine before you had the DPFE and you had the filter that needed to be cleaned and you had to have all the, you know, that different additives to add blue fuel and, or the urea for the filter and everything. So I don't know. I'm up in the air. I mean, like I said, I've had diesel trucks. They're great for towing. A mountain bike is not towing. So, you know, it's just whatever the preference is. A lot of trucks, though, are going to that small, you know, smaller displacement turbocharged diesel engine, though. So, Bob, I don't think you can go wrong with whatever you're looking at. You know, the one thing is you can get that, I guess it's a confirmation bias. You can get on the Google box and get on the web and you can find anything to support any rumor or any kind of one-time problem that you think you might have had or read about. But what I would do is just go drive one. You know, get out there, get it on the road, tell the salesman, bring a lunch, let's go for a ride. We're not just going around the block. And you want to see how it performs. But I don't think you can go wrong. Carrie?
Yeah, I think like you said, though, it putting the bike in the back of your truck is not towing.
Yeah.
And Bob asked for your opinion. You're saying it might be too much for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have it. I mean, sure. You know, a lot of the little Jeep Wrangler types, they're diesel engines. So Land Rovers are a small.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. 3-liter diesel engine. So it's, you know, you go to Europe, everything's a diesel. So it's not just necessarily for towing, but it certainly helps. A lot of torque. You know, your oil change intervals are extended a little bit longer. Fuel mileage, a little bit better. But the fuel, if you go look at diesel price of fuel, Bob, it's right up there with premium.
Sure.
So there's, you know, again, it's personal preference. You can get Ford, Chevy, you can flip a coin and pick heads or tails, and it's all going to be about the same. So I think the key, though, again, like we always talk about, Bob, if you pull the trigger on that new purchase is maintenance, and especially the oil change and the transmission are the two. You got to really cut those down from what the manufacturer typically says. So we had a pretty good discussion about that last week, too.
Yeah, you did.
So, Bob, good luck with that. And if you go get a new rig, congratulations and enjoy it from whatever you're upgrading from. So 602-277-5827. That's how you call. We've got plenty of open lines. We've got Alvin in Levine, 2011 Nissan Pathfinder. Alvin, what's going on with the Nissan today?
Well, I have AC problems or an AC issue. My Pathfinder, when I drive it, it runs great. The air conditioner is just ice cold. But when I drive up to pick up my kids at school, I usually have to wait for about 45 minutes. And there is absolutely no cool air coming out of my vents when I'm in idle.
Mm-hmm. But only at cruise.
Yeah, when I'm cruising, it's great.
Do you have?
But if I stop, mm-hmm. or set it at a stoplight for a certain amount of time, you can start feeling the warm air coming out of the vent.
Do you have any idea when that's happening? If the air conditioning compressor is still engaged or the clutch is engaged, or you probably don't know. Probably don't have any idea, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay,
I'm in the car and the engine's out front.
Right, exactly, yeah. Of course. So, well, of course it needs to get to a shop to get checked out. If it works good going down the road, I mean, if this is a common problem on a lot of cars, but I'll ask you, it's kind of, what happens when we stop moving? We stop the airflow going over the condenser and over the radiator, which is where we dissipate heat. So we've got an airflow problem. Or we've got something happening that's causing the air conditioner compressor to not turn on or to disengage and turn off and not cycle. I believe
that's kind of strange because I just had a check engine light checked out, mm-hmm. and they indicated the airflow sensor was bad, so I replaced it.
Right. Well, that's a different kind of airflow. What you're talking about is a mass airflow sensor, which monitors the amount of air entering the engine, the volume of air entering the engine, so it can make fuel and timing and running adjustments. I'm talking about airflow over the radiator. And in your case, you do not have an electric cooling fan on your car. Your car has a mechanical fan. I mean, you're old school. So you've got a belt-driven fan on a fan clutch. So a couple things. I mean, you've got to be very careful. I don't know if you're a mechanically inclined type of person, but you don't want to be sticking your hand down in the fans or anything like that. The easiest thing that you could do to get some sort of answer, to get to the technician or get to the service advisor, is if you can be driving around. I'm assuming if you're driving around and then you get home, same thing, you pull into your driveway, it probably stops working as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So very simple. On that Nissan, I am 99% sure the compressor is mounted up very high on the system, and it's on the passenger side up high. And you should be able to see that air conditioning clutch. If the compressor's engaged, the whole outer housing and everything will be spinning. If it's not, you're going to see the belt spinning, but the center section, which is what's rotating the compressor, that will be stationary and not spinning. So that's about all that you're probably going to be able to do to help the technician and get some information for the service advisor. Tell them what you've got going on. Tell them the symptoms. If you can, pop that hood when you get home and see if the clutch or see if that AC compressor, the whole thing, is spinning or not. Otherwise, I'm going to say we've got a fan clutch problem. We're not moving enough air over the radiator is likely the problem. Or we could have something. Nissan's in that vintage had a problem with an AC amplifier, and that's what turned on the clutch. We could have an issue there possibly. So good luck with that. And if you're looking for a shop, Alvin, bumpertobumperradio.com. And in the meantime, we cleared all the phone calls. So after this quick break, no hold, nothing. We're going to get to right to you first, 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jameson Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at accurateautomotive.com today.
Looking for a certified collision repair specialist in the Valley? Orlando Auto Body is the name you can trust. I'm Shane Orlando, and for over three decades, my family has repaired vehicles the right way, with manufactured certifications, advanced color matching, and a lifetime warranty on every job. We work with all major insurance companies and offer deductible assistance. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Marianne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at GoodWorksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
KTAR News, now. Good morning, KTAR News Time. It is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. What an incredible rain event we had yesterday. Clouds have been pretty thick most of the morning, and we've had some more showers and storms move through as well. Right now, most of the valley is looking pretty dry, getting a little bit of a break from those rain showers. However, rain and heavy rain in some areas are still falling in the Anthem, New River, Carefree, Cave Creek area, and that is heading north into Black Canyon City and up toward the Sunset Point area. So if you're heading up north, you are definitely going to run into some pretty heavy rain once you start to hit the Black Canyon City area. Right now, things are, again, are looking a little bit on the dry side for most of the valley. We are not expecting a repeat of the heavy rainfall that we had yesterday. Officially, we had 1.64 inches of rain at Sky Harbor yesterday, and more rainfall totals from around the valley that were very impressive, especially around GCU, South Scottsdale, Levine, and parts of Tempe that was recording more than 2 inches of rain in that area. National Weather Service says we are expecting a short break, which we are in right now, from the rain and storms. However, Gabriel Lujero, a meteorologist with National Weather Service, says
this afternoon and to early this evening, there could be some additional pop-up showers and storms, but expected to be isolated.
He says the ground is already saturated from yesterday's storm, so any new rain could easily cause flooding and flooded roads. And as a reminder, never cross any flooded roads. Turn around. Don't drown. Let's check traffic now for the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash on Baseline in Kyrene, a crash on the right shoulder of northbound Loop 101 Price Freeway near Guadalupe. We have some heavy traffic both north and southbound on I-17 between Camelback and McDowell. That's because of a disabled vehicle that's blocking the HOV lane on southbound I-17. As far as weather is concerned, more chances for storms later this afternoon. Look for a high of 89 today. Drier next week with highs in the 90s. It's 74 now in Chandler. Weather is brought to you by Howard Air and Plumbing. I'm Troy Bear on Arizona. Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Mike Broomhead.
Former Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb joins us now.
And Ray, frankly, we live in a very fragile society where people, they cannot take any pushback against themselves. And the only response they have is to get angry. And now that response is turning violent. And I think we need to be on high alert as Americans that we had better tamp this down or it's not going to be good.
Mike Broomhead, weekday mornings, 8 till noon on KTAR News 92.3 and the KTAR News app.
Old world service and experience alongside new world high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialists. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialist.com.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive, where H stands for honesty and I for integrity. We believe this is the only option. Since 2009, we've built our reputation on trust, setting the benchmark for customer service. Whether it's your family car or your company fleet, we provide full transparency with digital inspections and upfront estimates. No surprises, just honest evaluations. We work hard to earn your trust by providing the best value in car care and stand behind our work with a full 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty. Our employees, like our customers, are family to us. And you can expect to see the same smiling faces every day when you stop by. Come experience the H&I Automotive difference for yourself at our shops on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and Ocotillo Road in Queen Creek. H&I Automotive, where honesty and integrity are the only option. Check us out at hndiautomotive.com today.
Looking for honest and reliable automotive service in North Scottsdale? One choice is easy. Husband's Automotive, just down the street from Costco in the Scottsdale Air Park. Owners Dale and Lauren Husband have been getting rave reviews from their customers for over 30 years by putting integrity back into the automotive repair business. Integrity, fair pricing, and trust. You should expect that from your relationship with your repair shop. Come feel what it's like to be treated like family at Husband's. Check them out at husbandsautomotive.net today.
Bumper to Bumper on Arizona's news station.
All righty, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy. just a reminder here with you every single Saturday. And gosh, Carrie, it's like starting the show over where it's like we hit a reboot here. We've got no calls. We've got nothing going on. So it's almost like it's 11:07 again. We're just
calling now.
We're just starting out. So lots of open lines, 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. And I'd like to hear from you specifically if we have – if you've called in the past and I've helped you fix something, I love to hear the stories about being right or maybe even wrong. I can take it. If I guess it was this or my, you know, I tell you I'd put my money on the craps table. Right. Well, you let me know if I rolled a 7 because I want to know what the winning
or
number was.
Snake eyes.
Yeah. I want to know what the winning number was if I wasn't right. So anything we can do to help you with your car, 602-277-5827. And again, bumpertobumperradio.com is always on. You can go there 24 hours a day, just like any other website. And you can find good auto repair shops in your neighborhood. Maybe you need a body shop. You hit the commercial from Orlando Auto Body. A lot of people out in the rain yesterday. I bet the body shop's got a little bit of an uptick in business. Sure. And Carrie, your car's at the body shop right now, but it's not because of an uptick, not because of the rain or anything like that.
No, my car got hit in the parking lot at work, and the guy drove off.
Yeah,
how about that for crazy?
Yeah, no love letter left behind, huh?
Exactly.
You know, I saw one of these notes one time. You scroll through these Facebook things and Instagram or whatever, and it had a note that said, "I ran into your car, and I'm just pretending to leave my phone number because everybody's watching. Have a great day."
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's bad. I mean, yeah, it's kind of funny if it didn't happen to you, and you're taking it like a champ here. I'd be pissed, but,
you know. What can you do? Nobody got hurt, thank goodness. It was a surprise. I will say this, the Scottsdale PD showed up within about 5 minutes.
Oh, they came out,
They filed a report and the whole thing, yeah.
Well, interesting.
They thought they could catch the guy because he couldn't have gotten too far.
Oh,
with their thought process, and so far, no deal.
No, they didn't. No, they clobbered it. So anyway, so body shop, fuel prices are up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Like 50 cents a gallon.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I thought, wait a minute, why are they advertising the price of premium on the board now? I mean, I saw 380 something the other day when I went
457 for premium.
You're in the high rent district. Oh, hi, yeah, 457. Yeah, especially if you're over by the air park, I would imagine. The fuel prices are up a little bit there. You know, and I just did a tiny bit of research. In Arizona, we have a winter blend fuel and a summer blend fuel. And they're transitioning, I think, very close now to the winter blend fuel. Yes. And the prices should actually go down. Okay. So talk about some fuel economy tips. Things that you can do to save a little bit money.
Get the junk out of your trunk.
Yeah, get the junk out of the trunk. We don't want to carry any extra weight around. But we got Mike from Peoria. Plenty of open lines. Don't be shy. Otherwise, you've got to listen to me. 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. Mike has got a Silverado. Mike, what's going on with your 2019 Silverado?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I have an oil leak. The front timing plate started leaking on me. The truck's got 141,000 miles on it.
Uh-huh.
It's a 6.0. I just changed the oil anymore. I don't mess with all that stuff. I'm too old. So I gave it to my neighbor. He's a mechanic. He replaced it and did a great job. And he put something on the motor and he let it run for a while. He says it cleans it out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he did, but my wife and I were talking about it. My wife says, oh, he gave Mr. Truck an upper GI.
Yeah, he could have, Yeah, so.
And it got a lot better gas mileage on my last trip.
Interesting. So what he could have done, there's some different additives that we do use in the cars occasionally. And if it was something that he put in and let it run for a while, it was very likely an oil cleaner. You know, people like to call that a flush. I don't like the term flush necessarily because you're not really flushing anything. But very likely what happened, they put a cleaner in there, in the engine oil before an oil change, and then you run it. And really I don't know exactly what is in that little bottle of magic juice.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was a machine that he hooked up to the breather. And he let it run for a little while, and it went back and forth or something. But whatever it was, that was great. I add my Marvel Mystery Oil on my oil change. I put that in the bottom, so that's the first thing the oil pump sees. You know, how long do these 6.0s last?
Well, I'm reading $250,000.
Yeah, I mean, if you can keep the oil clean, the 6 liter, I don't know if that's got some of the inherent problems that the other one had with the lifters and the tick and such, with the multi-cylinder displacement on demand. I'm not sure. I don't think the 6 liters, but there's also, again, you'd have to get on the Google box, and I lose track of all these different makes and models and stuff, but they are having some problems with some of the newer 6 liter engines. I know that, but like any engine, unless it's got some mechanical defect or something going on with it that's just inherent with the problem, if you keep the oil change, use quality fuel, keep the cooling system from going bad and getting all nasty and rusty, the engines are, I mean, they stay forever. My buddy's got a Chevy truck, 600 and some thousand miles on the clock.
Wow.
So, and believe me, he doesn't even take care of it. So it just depends on what you get. But I want to finish my thought real quick, Mike. Even I have a better idea what he did now on the cleaning, but a lot of times we'll use an oil additive. These go together too. You use an oil additive, you want to clean the sludge out of the engine if there is any, but importantly what it does, it cleans the sediment and the sludge or carbon from the oil ring on the cylinder, on the piston. And that's going to prevent us from burning oil. It's also going to clean the other ring, so we're going to improve or maintain, at least, compression. I suspect the other thing that he did on your truck is a direct injection. So probably with the intake manifold off, he had a machine, it's a walnut blasting or a carbon cleaning machine. If the engine was not running, that's probably what he did. He used that to clean. It's kind of like the dentist going in for the deep root cleaning. You know, they're cleaning all the carbon or all the calcium off or all the buildup. That's what he was doing. Now, if he was doing it with the engine running, it might be another version of a carbon clean to clean the valves, but just doing it with the engine running. And all of those are good methods to help clean the engine and make it run good. So good luck with that. I'm glad you stopped your oil leak and getting better fuel mileage. And that's what taking care of the car does. So we've got Stacy in Como coming up. Stacy has got a, what's she got here? Carrie, 2005 Jaguar. Stacy, how are we doing with the Jag today?
Well, it could be better.
Not as she used to say.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I just put some new tires on it here last month. I got on the freeway this morning. I usually only drive this thing every couple weeks, and it's about my baby. And it had a major shake going on on the front left. And so being an older vehicle, and a lot of people don't like working on Jags.
Right.
I mean, what could it be? It could be shock, and it's too low for me to get under anymore. I'm just kind of curious to what may be happening underneath this thing.
And you think you're feeling it in the left front? And what speed is that?
That's, well, 45 to 75. I got up to 75 this morning. I took it out for a ride this morning, and I thought maybe it would go away after a certain thing, after a certain speed, but it didn't. It got worse.
So you can't drive through it. It sounds to me like you might just have a bad tire. Stacy, you know what I would want you to, now you don't feel it like at 5 or 10 miles an hour going very slow?
Oh, no, not at 5 or 10. As soon as I get on the major streets, I drive it in my neighborhood, I don't feel it. But when I get on the street and do 45, and this morning I was up to 75, I mean, I shouldn't be doing that, but I did it anyways. And, yeah, it just doesn't go away. And they're brand-new tires.
Yeah, well, a couple things could have happened. If they're brand-new tires, you could have, you know, lost the wheel weight, possibly. Maybe they didn't get a wheel weight attached properly, and you lost the weight, and it's out of balance. Maybe just take it back to the tire shop and let them know, hey, I've got this crazy vibration. It wasn't there before. It just started happening. And I don't know what you mean by brand-new tires.
They got less than 1,000 miles.
Okay. Off. Yeah, I think we need to look at a tire issue, make sure there's no vibration. Get it back to your shop or to the tire shop. Have them take a look at that. You know, there's not much else up there unless there's something egregiously wrong with the front suspension that would make the caster get really far out of whack. It could be what we used to call it a death wobble in the Jeeps just start shaking really bad. But let's start with a tire. It's not all-wheel drive, so we don't have an axle problem or anything like that. But that's what I would do, Bob. So, you know what? Do me a favor next week. Follow up and let me know what happens, what you find if you got that. And I think it's Yomo and Chandler with the Chevy Cavalier. You're going to be up next. We've got some open lines, 602-277-5827.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Nobody plans for an accident, but when it happens, Orlando Auto Body is here for you. I'm Shane Orlando. My family has been serving the Valley for over 35 years with certified repairs, expert workmanship, and a commitment to safety. We offer a lifetime warranty, deductible assistance, and we'll work with all major insurance companies. With shops across the Valley, we're ready when you are. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Blackwell Automotive, 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix. I could tell you about our shop, but here's what our guests have to say about us.
Top-notch professionals, great communication, a caring mannerism, and a comfortable, clean environment.
Best auto repair company I've ever dealt with. Very honest, they do great work and communicate well. Overall, it's a pleasure to work with them.
I've never met anybody more knowledgeable and, most importantly, more honest about repair work on vehicles than Aaron.
Experience the Blackwell Automotive difference. 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix.
All right, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we're going to wrap this baby up in 10 minutes and 20 seconds or something like that, Carrie. We've got a little bit of time to go and plenty of open lines to take your questions, your calls, your comments, your feedback, your whatever it is. 602-277-5827. It's 602.
I don't know how you do it every week, pal.
What's that?
Come in and do this show for an hour.
Just do it.
Put up with our nonsense.
Yeah, well, you know.
A love for radio and cars.
Just come in and ramble and talk and chat. I mean, this is what I do. I do it all day long at the service counter to people. Yeah. You know, we're talking about the car, whether it's, you know, on a telephone call with the follow-up, whether it's right there at the counter trying to figure out the problem or whatever it is.
Hold the issue out.
I want to maybe talk about, I've got this car. I've got to get to a phone call, but I really want to have Sean, my tech from the shop, come in and tell more about it.
Please.
But I might just dabble into this misfire problem on a Honda that was just crazy. It wasn't, you know, everybody thinks, oh, just a misfire. That's an easy one. You know, code 303, no problem. Yeah, they're easy to replace a bunch of parts. But, man, we had a tough one, and I was really surprised when we came to the conclusions. If we have time, we'll talk about that. Maybe Sean's listening. He can call in and talk about it, too. But, and I think I'm pronouncing this right. You'll correct me. Is it Yomo? From Chandler, 2000.
Jomo, J-O-M-O, Jomo. So you got it.
So is it Jomo or is that J a little slack?
No, you got it, Jomo.
Jomo, all righty.
Yep.
What's up,
Jomo? Some kid hung that on me about 50 years ago. He's playing games with my name. It's the first two letters of my first and last name. And put it together. So it's stuck, so I'm still living with it.
All right, cool. So what's happening?
Anyway. My issue is a odometer problem.
Okay. Specifically on my 2004 Cavalier. Let me give you the backstory a little bit, and then I'll get to the specific question. I was listening to a very popular finance talk show, which airs on KTAR a few weeks ago.
Sure.
And this lady called in, really, really frantic. She bought a car. I guess she got hosed pretty bad on it, but she found out during a real in-depth inspection. It was a 2016 car, which means OBD2.
Sure.
She found the odometer was behind the computer 100,000 miles. A few weeks later, which was a couple of weeks ago, I took my car in for a quick read on a code that showed up, I went to O'Reilly's in particular, and their little quick read readout showed that my odometer is 5,000 miles behind the computer. My odometer showed 248,000. The computer showed 253,000. Now, here's my question. Does the odometer get its signal directly from the computer? Or does the computer and the odometer get their readings from two different sources?
It should be the same. If you have an instrument cluster that does, I don't even know how that's possible. I have to think about this for a little bit. I don't believe that AutoZone can read the mileage on your computer, first of all.
Uh-huh.
You're telling me that AutoZone or O'Reilly hooked up a code reader and told you what the mileage said on the computer?
Well, they said that it showed 253,000, so they would have had to get that out of the computer because the odometer is showing 248.
I'm going to push back on that. I don't think that's accurate. I don't think you got good information. I have lots of scan tools and lots of code readers, and I could be wrong. But I doubt it. I don't think O'Reilly Auto Parts has the ability to look at your computer and tell you what the mileage is that's locked into the motor electronics or the powertrain control module. I think someone's telling a story somewhere, in my personal opinion. So the difference is now you can, if you replace the instrument cluster. Now, your car's a 2004.
No, everything's original.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. Now the next question
I had, I'll bet you $100 that you can't read your odometer.
Yeah, I was going to add. Well, that gives me take into the follow up question, which I suspected. In all the OBD2 readouts I've gotten at professional garages, which is only about a half a dozen or so over the years, I've never had anyone tell me what the odometer reading was out of the computer.
Yeah.
Can you even read the computer mileage?
Certain cars you can, but I'm not buying it on your car. I'm sounding pretty confident, and if I'm wrong, I'll eat a giant plate of crow, but you're getting fed a story or someone's telling a story because you can't. I just don't think you can read the odometer from the PCM on your car, and I just don't buy the story. I'll just be straight with you.
Oh, I just wonder if there's a way to turn it back. This car was originally a rental car, and then it was sold out.
Yeah,
my wife bought it originally as a rental.
Yeah, rental car companies don't do that. It's harder and harder to do that now on these cars with digital odometers and all the computers and stuff talking. But there's something. The math isn't adding up on that one. So. I don't think it's anything you need to worry about. So let's get on to this with we've got Moses in Phoenix, 2003, or Toyota Tundra pickup truck. Moses, if I can get this phone to work, what's going on with your pickup truck?
Yes, I have one plain, simple question. My check engine light come on, and my mechanic said I could drive it for a little while without getting that taken care of. Mm-hmm. Would they cause major damage by driving it?
It shouldn't.
Maybe 100 miles.
It shouldn't. It all depends on what the code is. You know, we did a show about this a while ago. When can I ignore my check engine light? You know, the problem with ignoring it is you don't know when there's a new problem besides the one that's existing. But it also depends on the code. Now, if you have a check engine light that's flashing, that means you have a misfire, and it's flashing because to warn you even more. You definitely don't want to be driving with a misfire problem. But do you know what this, what the fault code is, or what the number was, or what the system it was related to is?
Please repeat that.
Yeah, Moses, on the check engine light, there's always a code associated with that. Do you know if it was an evaporative code or what type of system the code was referring to?
Well, I'm sorry, but let me say this. I thank you for taking my call, but I'll check it out further. But my, okay. I just want to be a little relaxed in driving it for a little while before I get it checked out thoroughly.
Sure. Okay. Well, and you can probably do that. I say that with an asterisk because I don't know what the fault code is. If you've got an engine misfire code in there, you don't want to be driving the car. If you've got a fault code for an evaporative leak or a fuel, you know, fuel tank vapor leak for emissions, it's not something that you need to worry about less. It's not a breakdown issue. So the longer answer is yes, you can drive the car, but it depends on what's happening. So it's important to know that. So just be careful. That's all I can say. Victor in Buckeye, we're going to wrap up with you. 2015 Ford Explorer. What's going on today?
Yes, the passenger door ajar light stays open. I can't get it off, and figured out we rolled down the window and we shut the door, it turns off, but now it's not turning off at all.
Just and it's indicating that it's the passenger side front door?
Yes.
Does the dome light go off?
Yes, after you close the door, it does. After dome light goes off.
Okay, so the dome light goes off, but then the door ajar warning is still on?
Correct.
Okay. To the best of my knowledge, the Ford Explorers, you need to check all of them, but the door latch switch is in the door latch itself. A lot of cars, pick your old Volkswagen, or, I mean, heck, even the newer cars have it, but they have the little button inside the door where you open and close. You know, that one, sometimes you'll have two. You might have the little button in the door jamb where the door closes. That might be the one that controls the light, but there might be a secondary switch in the door latch. So you probably have a faulty micro switch in the door latch of that door, and it would, the replacement or the test would be, we can actually hook up a scan tool, and we can look and see if that door latch is recognizing that the door is closed. It seems to be obvious that it's not, and that's why the door ajar light is on. Maybe try shutting it just a little bit harder. I hate when people slam the doors in my car, but shut it a little bit harder and see if you can affect it that way. Otherwise, you're just going to have to get into the shop and have it checked out. But I'm going to put my, again, on the craps table, it says door latch. I'm putting $20 down there, and hopefully I can win a bet and parlay some money into another guess on a repair. So, Victor, I hope that helps you. Let me know again what happens. We always love to hear the follow-up. And everybody else, drive safe. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the rain the rest of the weekend or continuing into next week. But drive safe. Be courteous. Stay out of the washes and have a great weekend. We'll be back next Saturday.